Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting 8th. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Spencer and he is out, Sissel applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 0. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson, who is chasing the ball. Vosmek reaches third base with a triple. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmek scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly bunts towards first. Kress scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Spencer moves to third. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Porter moves to third. Burnett moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Burnett moves to third. Averill moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hayes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-0 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett bunts towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dykes moves to second. Frank Grube pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube takes first base on ball 4. Dykes moves to third. Berry moves to second. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Murray now pitching. Frank Grube now catching. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly bunts towards the mound. Murray fields it and throws to first for the out. Spencer moves to second. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Porter moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Sissel reaches third base with a triple. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boss takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boss. The throw from Grube and he is safe. Boss steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spencer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grube settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Liz Funk pinch hits for George Murray. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grube is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grube is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Grube hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.